Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hi everyone, I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome! Today's episode is number 443, How to Survive When Your Child Leaves for College, because when the big day does arrive, it might be much more difficult than you think. The moment you first hold your new baby, you dream of all the amazing things he or she will do with his or her life. This beautiful new being is so full of possibility. The sky's the limit, his potential endless. And suddenly, in the mere blink of an eye, your sweet bundle of joy is in kindergarten, getting a driver's license, attending senior prom, and then heading off to college. How the heck did that happen? When your child leaves the nest and moves from his cozy, messy room off to a college dorm stacked with bunk beds and little or no closet space, sounds like my house, you both realize that life as you knew it will probably never be the same. Home-cooked meals are no longer the norm. Curfews, a thing of the past. Pain-in-the-neck younger siblings temporarily fade into the distance, and that comfortable haven known as home sweet home is placed on the back burner, while your college student adjusts to his or her new norm, all while you, the parent, try and hold it all together and make sense of your brand new role, college parent. When your child first leaves the nest and heads off to college, it's indeed a very bittersweet time for most parents. We're excited and proud of this amazing new milestone, college-bound, but we're also vulnerable. Our job as our child's immediate caregiver and protector is now changing gears, and we need to learn a brand new set of coping mechanisms so that we can embrace and encourage their new college role, all while figuring out how we can remain strong. Mighty Mommy has been down this route 4 times and shares 6 ways that you can survive the bittersweet early days when your child leaves for college. Tip number 1. Allow yourself time to grieve. When my oldest daughter left for New York City, I felt like someone had knocked the wind right out of me. I was thrilled for my country bumpkin to head off to one of the world's largest, most exciting cities. But I was also left breathless at the thought of her being on her very own while I stayed behind with the rest of our family. The first 5 minutes after we parted for that first time was surreal. I remember putting on a very brave face, and as I hugged her for the last time, my eyes welled with hot, salty tears, and my heart nearly burst with grief and mixed emotions. Turns out, my feelings of such emptiness were completely normal. In The Secrets to Staying Happy After Your Child Heads Off to University, the article states, "The sadness that parents can feel when offspring head off to college or university often come as a shock," reports Glynis Kelly, child protection officer at Cornwall College. For some, it's akin to grieving, such as the intensity of the feeling of loss, and all relationships shift gear, causing some unfamiliar tensions as family members learn new ways of interacting with each other. I admit I cried on and off for a few days after my daughter first left, but it was a great release to let the tears flow. And I felt much better within a few short days knowing that she was settling into a great new home away from home at her new school. Tip number two, prepare yourself. When my first child left for college, truthfully, I was totally unprepared. Sure, she and I had gone shopping for all the dorm essentials, picked the right meal plan, and strategized about how she would make the most of any awkward roommate scenarios, such as snoring, walking around the dorm scantily clad, or passing gas. But what I hadn't counted on was the tremendous ache in my heart when I drove off and left her to fend for herself while I returned to our suburban lifestyle with seven other kids. In How to Deal When a Child Heads Off to College, a Parent Survival Guide, my feelings were completely validated. The mothers who move on most quickly from their initial sadness are those who have actively prepared themselves for their kids' departure, Karen Rubenstein, professor of psychology at Pima College, learned when she surveyed 1,000 empty nest mothers. These women had ramped up their working hours, gone back to work part-time, or immersed themselves in new interests so that even during the first week after their freshmen left home, they were prepared. The article goes on to say, "The pain of our kids leaving for college is an emotional cocktail of worry and sadness. Part of it is concern for how our kids will acclimate to their new setting. Many parents find the transition much easier once they know that their kids are settled." And tip number three, find comfort in other freshman parents. No matter what difficult or joyful situation I've been faced with, I've always found comfort when I can share my feelings or experiences with others who are standing in the same shoes that I am. For example, when I experienced 5 years of infertility, my husband and I joined a very intimate support group of others who were also trying to conceive. Just being able to share similar stories of the ups and downs of trying to get pregnant was an amazing comfort to both of us. If you have bonded with some of your child's high school parents, don't be afraid to lean on one another as you regroup and begin to redefine your roles as the parents of college freshmen. You're all experiencing similar feelings, so stand together as you mourn the very normal feelings of watching your child fly out of the nest and get established in his or her new role in college. You can also celebrate the amazing excitement together when your freshman comes home for the holidays, takes exams for the first time, or even calls looking for money within the first few weeks of school.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Tip number 4, be mindful of siblings. While it's totally normal to feel down and out after your child leaves for college, don't forget that your other children who still remain at home are also dealing with the loss of their older siblings being out of the house. In The Secrets to Staying Happy After Your Child Heads Off to University, Glynis Kelly, Child Protection Officer at Cornwall College, notes, be particularly mindful of siblings. They're sometimes the worst affected when your child goes away to university, perhaps because they haven't anticipated the effect of an absent brother or sister, as well as parents might have done. And if you're moping around, it makes them feel second best. Oftentimes, people assume that because I have 8 kids, 4 of whom have already gone off to college, it must get easier as each one leaves the nest. That couldn't be further from the truth. Each of my kids are individuals, so when they leave for college, I'm still left feeling empty, despite the fact I have a large brood of kids. When one of my cherubs heads off to their new school, I make sure that the remaining kiddos at home feel extremely important and loved. Those who stay behind are treated to a special evening out where we reflect on great times as a family, as well as the fun days we have ahead as a smaller clan. Tip number 5, decide on how to stay connected. With cell phones, texting, instant messaging, and other social media venues, staying connected with our kids is easier than ever. Communication is key. You need to give your child space to become independent and enjoy their new life, but staying in touch, finding out how they are, is healthy for both you and your student. Sarah Gorchkoff, assistant professor of psychology at Monmouth College, notes in How to Deal When a Child Heads Off to College, a parent survival guide, that an informal survey of college freshmen showed that students were very happy with regularly scheduled communications. Most students wanted to stay in fairly close contact with their parents, but they just want to avoid frequent and unpredictable interruptions. So before your child departs for her new college experience, decide together some basic rules of communication. In our family, most of my kids called and texted dozens of times within the first couple of weeks of their freshman years. But once they became acclimated to their new environment and began making new friends, the calls tapered off. We decided on a twice-weekly check-in from there on in. Wednesday and Sundays are our scheduled times to chat each week, but as a mother who loves to hug her kids, I use texts and tweets as a way to let them know I'm thinking of them several more times throughout the week. And tip number 6, think like Winnie the Pooh. One of my favorite quotes ever is this by Winnie the Pooh. How lucky I am to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard. I have it framed in my house as a reminder of what a blessing all of my kids are, and as they leave the nest, I've done my job with a very full heart. How have you prepared to handle your emotions when you send your child off to college? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy or post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also connect with me on Twitter at Mighty Mommy or email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And you can certainly visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. Best of luck to all your college students during the upcoming school year. As always, thanks for listening. And until next time, happy parenting.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.